In these uncertain times, there's a simple technique that can help ease your overstressed mind and body. Breathing. Even though breathing is something you do all day, every day, without thought, thank goodness, you probably aren't tapping into this incredible resource as much as you should. So today, I am giving you three easy mindful breathing meditations that can help you calm your mind in a minute. Hi there, I'm Eileen Fine, and I'm on a mission to help you live your best life with mindfulness. I created the Tiny Balcony to be a tiny sacred space in your life where you can be still, be mindful, be kind to yourself, and see the perfect beauty that lives in you. Join me and my guests each week for heart-centered, motivational, honest conversations about mindfulness and wellness, self-discovery and spirituality, body acceptance and midlife awakenings. Pour yourself a glass of something special and get comfortable as we go on a journey to discover your best life with mindfulness. This is the Tiny Balcony Podcast. When you focus your awareness on your breathing and breathe deeply from your belly, you tap into the vagus nerve that sits behind your diaphragm. This switches your body's nervous system from the sympathetic to the parasympathetic, fight or flight to relaxation. When the parasympathetic nervous system is switched on, it can help you relax, sleep better, feel more positive, and even reduce depression. It can also help you reduce your blood pressure, improve heart health, and slow the aging process. Yes! Breathing slowly and deeply is a simple, effective way to bring mindfulness and all of its benefits into your life. So let's get into three easy mindful breathing meditations that you can use to help calm your mind and be still in a minute. The first easy mindful breathing meditation is counting your exhales. This simple Zen breathwork meditation focuses on the rhythm and energy of your breath to help you relax and be calm in just a minute. You will be taking 10 breaths and counting 1 through 10 on each exhale. You can do this meditation anywhere. I find it's a great one to do if you find yourself getting annoyed too easily by everything. So sit up or stand up straight, and feel like a string is at the top of your head pulling you up from the base of your spine. Pull your shoulders back, relax, and drop your shoulders. Relax your hips. Close your eyes if you can, or keep them open, but relaxed and soft. Take a deep inhale through your nose into your belly. Breathe out through your mouth, like blowing out a candle. Count the number 1. Repeat your inhale through your nose deep into your belly. Breathe out through your mouth like blowing out a candle. Count the number 2. Another deep inhale through your nose into your belly. Blow out a candle and count 3. Keep breathing in and out. With each breath in, listen to the rhythm of your breath as it moves in and out of your body. Feel the energy of each breath move through your body. Imagine the clean light of peace flowing through you, cleaning out worry and anxiety, replacing it with peace and hope. Feel and see the perfect beauty that lives in you. At the count of 10, open your eyes and you are done. The second simple mindful meditation that you can do using your breath is the body scan. Throughout the day, you will have hundreds of thoughts and feelings run through your mind and body. Some of them you'll let go of. Many of them you'll hold on to, whether you realize it or not, and they will sit in your body. the tightness of your shoulders, your hips, your neck, your jaw, all feelings that you are holding on to. By scanning your body, you can get to know the feelings you experience and hold on to. This is a wonderful meditation to do at bedtime, as it helps your mind to rest on the present moment's experience versus ruminating through the past or the future, what you did wrong, what you forgot, what annoyed you, or what you need to do next, what could go wrong, what will happen. You can do this body scan in just a minute or take more time to enjoy the process. So let's do this right now. If you have the time, sit upright in a comfortable position or lie down on your bed. Close your eyes. Feel your body's contact with the chair or the sheets on your bed. Roll your shoulders back and drop them away from your ears. Starting at the crown of your head, slowly moving down through your body with gentle awareness, breathe into any points of tension and allow yourself to naturally relax each part of your body. You don't need to fix anything, figure out what's going on, or make anything special happen. You don't need to relax or fall asleep. Just move through your body with awareness and breathe. Be present in the moment, in each part of your body, and let any thoughts and feelings move through you with each breath. Feel the temperature of the air on your skin. Notice how your tongue is sitting in your mouth. Feel the muscles in your back, the muscles around your ribs, the clothes resting on your chest. Feel the sensations on your shoulders, your arms, the joints in your fingers. Feel the sensations in your stomach, your hips, your legs, the arches of your feet, the joints of your toes. When you reach your toes, feel your body open. Feel the outline of your body and the energy it radiates with each breath. Sit or lay with the experience of your whole body and the perfect beauty that lives in you for 2 additional breaths. Then open your eyes. The third mindful meditation that you can do by using your breath is the loving kindness meditation. Mindfulness is not complicated, but it requires loving kindness to beat back judgment and make it a daily practice. Easier said than done, I know. You are most likely your own worst critic, throwing judgments at yourself that no one else would throw at you. Kindness is the antidote to judgment. I like to think that it takes the punch out of the critic that lives in your head. In the light of kindness, that critic needs to go back to its corner and sit down. This simple loving kindness meditation is a wonderful way to give loving kindness to yourself through the capacity of kindness that lives in your heart. The kindness you give so readily to others, but hold back from yourself. As you work through this loving kindness meditation, notice any resistance that comes up. Breathe into that resistance with a caring and gentle heart. So let's give this a try. Sit in a comfortable position, and if you can, gently close your eyes. Start from a place of kindness. Feel your body as a whole, sitting and breathing. Bring kindness into your breath and let it move through each part of your body. Then exhale. Set your intention by recognizing your desire to be happy. Say to yourself, in your mind or out loud, "I want to be happy." With this intention in your mind, begin offering yourself phrases of loving kindness. You can choose whatever words you want to help you feel grounded in self-acceptance and kindness, but here are a few examples that we can use right now. Repeat after me out loud or in your mind. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be happy. Create a rhythm to each phrase, like a mantra, and with each inhale, repeat in your mind or out loud, may I be safe, may I be healthy, may I be happy. If you like, imagine the light of each phrase entering your body with each inhale, replacing the darkness of judgment with each exhale. May I be safe, may I be healthy, may I be happy. Rest your awareness fully on each phrase and its intention. Notice any self-judgment or criticism to receiving these phrases. Breathe into whatever comes up and let it flow out with your breath. Feel and see the perfect beauty that lives in you. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be happy. Stay with these phrases for as long as you feel comfortable. What's important is the loving kindness that you are giving to yourself with each breath and each phrase. See how easy meditation can be? No need for a mountaintop, it's just a breath away. Now that you have three ways to build meditation into your life, which one will you pick first? And to help you get started, today I'm giving you my Essentials of Mindful Living handbook, which is filled with tips, inspiration, journal prompts, and meditation practices you can build into your life today. Look for the link in this podcast episode and download your copy today. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Tiny Balcony Podcast. If this episode has left you wanting to learn more about how to bring mindfulness into your life, head on over to thetinybalcony.com/meditation and tap into my newest mini course, The Essentials of Meditation. You'll get access to me as your guide with 8 guided meditations, some of my favorites, a practice building workbook with loads of inspiration, worksheets, journal prompts, and more, and 10 bonus meditation prompts that will help you calm your mind, get better sleep, and live a life with purpose. I promise I will help you figure out how to build mindful meditation into your life so it doesn't feel like one more thing. It feels like your life, just better. Visit thetinybalcony.com/meditation to learn more.